side. Can you tell me a little bit about at LSU when he used to do that and how you? And
honestly, I missed him. So I wasn't there with Odell, but I used to always see a film of him and Jarvis just going around in the inside of the ops, just snagging balls with one hand. You know, so the guy has great talent. He's definitely one of the LSU's great, and he's doing nothing but great things here in the NFL. I just hope that he's able to stay healthy and continue doing what he did throughout his rookie season.
And what was your reaction later, whatever time you got to see that?
Like, you know, we saw the play. We was on the play. I forget what game we was coming back from. I believe it was from Atlanta, if I'm not mistaken. And we had to play with the TVs on, thank God. And we saw the catch. I was like, oh, my God. That was a nasty, nasty catch. And like I said, and they showed previews. He's been doing it all year long in warm-up. So it was nothing new to him. And I definitely wasn't surprised at all.
How much pride do you have being an LSU guy and him representing like that?
I have a ton of pride. You know, I bleed purple and gold to the death of me, you know. And my wife is from – she graduated from LSU, so my whole family, my household right now is definitely purple and gold. But it's a pleasure to see these young guys come out here and do what they did in their college career to continue their NFL career.
Have you guys talked about any plans? I mean, if you match up against each other, can you talk
about that? I told him if I get a interception or a bat down, you know that little dance he does? I'm going to do that on him.